The meat has spoiled.
Spoiled, okay. All right, after you butchered a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
That goes into the part that's called press before to come back.
Oh, I meant to.
Call it the... Cripple.
Cripple?
Yeah.
Okay. And if you cook and grind up hog liver, what would you call what you'd made when you cooked and ground up this?
Well, at home we used the hog liver and the hog head and everything. That went in as what we call a cripple or press meat.
Now, did you ever make anything out of the blood itself?
Nothing.
Did you ever hear of that?
No.
Never heard of blood sausage or blood pudding or black pudding?
I noticed an article in the paper where they said they had used some of it in making sausage in World War II.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you just described cripple as the stuff made from... the juice from
the head,
the head hog,
and,
yeah.
And liver and so forth. Yeah.
Did you all eat the cripple or did you sell it or what?
Sometimes we sell it on the curb market and eat it also.
How did you eat it? I mean, what did you eat it with?
Well, see, it was in making pressed meat or cripple, you use meal and so forth. And after it get set up, the mama slice it. Kind of fry it, and we just eat it kind of like you would bread or a piece of meat or something.
Okay, if you had butter that you kept too long and you thought it probably wasn't safe to eat and it had a funny odor about it, what would you call that butter?
Stale.
Stale. Okay, would you call it anything else? Another term?
Well, rancid or so forth would be what you call strong.
Strong, okay. All right. If you keep thick, sour milk on hand, what do you call that milk? It's thick and it's sour.
Buttermilk.
Buttermilk, okay. And what do you make from it?
Well, usually for making bread and bacon. Drinking.
All right. Did you ever have anything called clabber?
Milk. Clabber. Yes. We used to use clabber milk also in cooking and baking.
And what do you call the solids?
Butter.
And that's butter?
Well, after it's churned, clabber milk churned makes butter.
Okay. But what is it? Do you have a name for it before it's churned?
Just clabbered milk is all I know.
Okay.
Cream, you got your top of the cream with clabber. That's where your butter drives.
Did you ever make cottage cheese or anything, any kind of cheese?
We never did make those.
Okay. All right. Right after you milk the cow, what's the first thing you do with that milk to get out any little...
Strain it.
Okay. And what do you strain? You strain the
sweet milk. Into another container.
Okay. All right, what do you call dessert such as we had at lunch today, only it's in a deeper dish and the crust just goes across the top, made from fruit?
We call that cobbler pie?
Yeah. Okay. All right, another word for food or what you eat. You might say somebody has a good appetite and he sure likes to put away his